Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and we explore the sacred sun. And in this podcast, sacred sun rituals. Come and be one with sacred sun. 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 Sacred sun, we call to you and honor you. Come and be with us, be in us, around us, guide us, teach us, aid us in our understandings and connections with you. As sacred sun that is one, and sacred sun that's multifaceted, so be it. Since the most ancient of times, humans have connected with the sun in sacred ways. How do we know this? Some of the ancient sacred sites have alignments with the sun. Usually it's the rising of the sun or the setting of the sun at a particular time of year, solstices and equinoxes. Sun temples, stone circles, sacred carvings on rocks, on rock outcroppings, variety of ancient holy places are continuing to be with us in the here and now. And as we study those places and look at alignments, we see that sun was important and part of the ceremonial life and the orientation of the sites. We also know of the sun being sacred across cultures through the ages, through writings and oral traditions that have later been set down in written form, and symbols, pictographs, petroglyphs, carved, often on cave walls, rock outcroppings. Honoring the sun is something that I do as part of my own daily spiritual practice. And tonight I'd like to share some old ways and some new ways for connecting with the sun through ritual. I invite you now to join me in connecting with the sacred sun in a sacred solar circle. We envision a circle of radiant sunlight moving around us as I do this chant. circle of solar power, circle of solar light, circle of solar magic, circle of solar right, circle of solar power, circle of solar light, circle of solar magic, circle of solar right, circle of solar power, circle of solar light, circle of solar magic, circle of solar right. As we turn and we face the north, we connect with the sun at midnight. Not visible where we may be when midnight comes, but we know that our sun shines whether we see the sun or not. And in the midnight sky, there are stars, suns from many places. In the north, we honor the eternal sun that shines whether it's visible where we are at or not. The sun of mystery. And as we turn and we face the east, we connect with the sun as rising sun. The sun that brings hope, renewal, the energy of a new day. We honor the rising sun of the east. And in the south, we connect with the sun at midday, the sun high above us. We connect with the sun at midday as sun of power, sun at zenith, sun that is brilliant. And may we attune to that power, resilience, brilliance of the midday sun. And as we turn to the west, we connect with the setting sun, the sun concluding our day, the sun that is the maturing wisdom of old age, the sun and its brilliance of colors as it goes beyond the horizon. And in the center of our sacred solar circle, we connect with the infinite sun, the eternal sun, the sun that shines seemingly forever and ever. English words to an old chant I share with you in the center of our solar circle. We are one with the infinite sun forever and ever and ever. This song has been around. It's gone across cultures and across time. These are English words for this song. I learned this back in the 1970s. And have used it in solar rites that I've helped facilitate and that I've been part of. We are one with the infinite sun forever and ever and ever. the infinite sun, forever and ever and ever. We are one with the infinite sun, forever and ever and ever. With the infinite sun, forever and ever. And now in the next few moments of quiet, as we continue our journey with sacred sun rituals, I invite you to find a comfortable place to be and eliminate or reduce distractions around you and lower your gaze or close your eyes and use the phrase sacred sun in the next few moments of quiet, and as you repeat that over and over, pay attention to what images, what memories, what sensations you experience as you connect with sacred sun, sacred sun, sacred sun, sacred sun. Sacred sun, sacred sun. Call to mind a symbol that is sacred sun to you. It may be a sun with rays, it may be a circle, it may be a sphere. It may be a memory of seeing a picture of the actual sun. Call to mind a sun symbol and focus on that in the next few moments of quiet. And as you continue to connect with sacred sun, call to mind an experience you have had connecting with the sun. Something that you have enjoyed in the past as you have connected with the sacred sun. And give thanks. And imagine now that you are in the center of a great wheel with 8 spokes. And as you are in the center of that wheel, you slowly turn clockwise around and you recognize that you are at the centermost point of the wheel of the year. And the sacred sun is there with you. For the eight Sabbaths of contemporary paganism, in its many forms, have the sun and seasons connected with each of these spokes. We connect with the spoke of the wheel known as Lunasa, Celtic Fire Festival. And as we call to mind that festival, we have an image of the sun shining overhead, wheat, barley, oats, grain, herbs, vegetables, fruits, in abundance, the start of the harvest. And bonfires, the sacred sun on earth. We celebrate Lunasa. And as we go clockwise, we connect with autumn equinox, a time of equal day and equal night. Image of a grand cornucopia with many types of fruits and vegetables and herbs and flowers and nuts, grains, flowing out of the great cornucopia. And a campfire to warm the chill in the air as autumn has begun. The campfire being sacred sun on earth. Moving around the wheel of the year to the next spoke, we encounter Samhain, considered the new year in contemporary pagan traditions, Wiccan traditions, and the Celtic new year of times past, a time for honoring those who have gone before us, beloved dead and ancestors. A time of pumpkins, apples, the last of the harvest. A large bonfire in a cool night, releasing the old and bringing the new. Samhain bonfire, sacred sun on earth. We continue around the wheel to the next spoke, that of Yule, winter solstice, the beginning of the solar year, and the beginning of the spiritual year in some contemporary pagan and nature spirituality traditions, and some old ones as well. The calendar year that many people the world over use to mark time is linked with the beginning of the solar year, Yuletide, winter solstice. And evergreen boughs, garlands, wreaths, trees, gift-giving, feasting, a grand celebration. Flames and lights for this holiday as well. Lights on wreaths and trees, candles in windows, hearth fires and bonfires, sacred sun on earth. We turn clockwise to the next branch, the next spoke of the wheel. Emok, Candlemas, Bridget's time, the beginning of February. And in some Celtic lands of the ancient past, celebrating the coming of spring. And in some parts of the world, the midpoint of winter, looking for signs of spring. Candlemas connected with the blessing of candles, flames and hearth fires and bonfires and candlelight, sacred sun on earth. At this time, a Bridget and Saint Bridget, Celtic sun goddess, Celtic saint that has sun goddess from the pagan past intertwined. We turn to the next spoke of the wheel. It is spring equinox, the vernal equinox. Ostara is its name in a number of traditions. A time of welcoming warmer weather, also a time of equal day and equal night, symbols including rabbits and colorful eggs, green grasses, spring tonics, and yes, the kindling of candles and of fires, sacred sun on earth. The wheel has the next spoke that's known as Beltane. May Eve, May Day, a time of celebrating the flowering of life. Green men, green women, Morris dancing, Maypole dancing, a colorful festival of pleasure and sensuality, grand bonfires, leaping over fires, moving between lit fires kindled of sacred woods and herbs for purification of self, of others, of farm creatures such as cattle. Sacred flames, sacred sun on earth. And the wheel has yet one more spoke, that of summer solstice. The longest day, sometimes known as midsummer, for it was midway in the warmer time of the year. Also known as Litha, and in some places by the name it got during the Christianization of Europe, St. John's Eve, St. John's Day, Midsummer is what it's called in Sweden and some other parts of Europe, a time of many fires, campfires, bonfires, dancing with fires, fires in procession, sun wheels, sacred sun on earth, bringing us back to the spoke we began with, Lunasa. As we stand in the center of our sacred solar circle, we recognize the power of the sacred sun and how through imagery, traditions, and sacred flames is part of each of these eight festivals, marking the beginnings and midpoints of each of the four seasons. We celebrate the wheel of the year, the rituals connected with each of the Sabbaths, and the sacred sun. And now as we continue our journey in our sacred circle, that is a sun circle, we call to mind the rising and the setting of the sun that marks our daily rhythms. Spending a few moments connecting with memories of sunrises, sunsets, and the brilliance of sun at midday. The magic of starlight at midnight. We give thanks to the sacred sun that aids us in charting days and nights, and charting the circle of seasons and sacred holidays in the wheel of the year. And now in our sacred circle, let us journey around and face each of the directions again. We begin in the east, and we call to mind childhood, the early years of a human life, and as we face the south, the sun at midday, prime years in our lives, our adult years of actions, activities of growth and development. We make connection with our adult time in the human life cycle and the midday sun. And as we journey to the west, we connect with old age and older age yet to come for ourselves, and those elderly people in our lives, living and those who have crossed over, who have been wisdom bringers and teachers. Knowing as the sun sets, it continues its magic. And as we face the north, we connect with that mystery sun. And life between incarnations, connecting with the other world, with those who have gone before and those who are yet to come. Spending a few moments now, imagining ourselves walking clockwise around the circle, connecting each of the quarter points as a great solar cross. And as we come into the center of our circle, after we have encircled it and walked around and around and spiraled to the center, we connect with the sacred sun and celebrate it as an anchor point in our life, our life cycle, the daily cycle, the yearly cycle. We are one with a sacred sun above us, around us, within us. We are one with a sacred sun above us, around us, within us. We are one with the sacred sun above us, around us, within us. We are one with the sacred sun above us, around us, within us. And now, in the next few moments of quiet, connect with Sacred Sun and its power of healing and well-being. Standing or sitting in the center of your solar circle, experience the radiant sun shining down upon you from on high. You experience rays of light coming down all around you, and as you raise your hands upward and your arms upward, you join in the ritual process of drawing down the sun within yourself, drawing down the power of the sun first as cleanser, letting it flow through you, dispelling what you do not need to have within you and around you. Sacred Sun as cleanser. 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 Taking some deep, slow breaths, letting go of stress, concerns, other things that you need dispelled, releasing, cleansing, releasing, cleansing, releasing, and cleansing. Giving thanks to Sacred Sun as cleanser. raising your arms and your hands up again. You connect with Sacred Sun as nurturer and healer. Nurturer and healer. Drawing down the powers of nurturance and healing into yourself, into your body, into your thoughts, into your feelings, into your stamina, into your soul, into your whole being. Experiencing yourself, resonating, being filled with the radiant, nurturing, healing light of Sacred Sun. Experiencing yourself growing in physical well-being, mental well-being, energetic well-being, emotional well-being, spiritual well-being. Giving thanks to Sacred Sun as nurturer and healer. And then raising your arms and hands again, you connect with Sacred Sun as wisdom bringer and empowerer, feeling power and wisdom flowing deep into yourself as the light shimmers around you and within you, connecting with the wisdom and the power of Sacred Sun. Experiencing yourself glowing with that radiance. Being a source and a force for well-being in your own life and in the world. Giving thanks to the Sacred Sun as wisdom bringer and empowerer. Giving thanks. And now, in the next few moments of quiet, the three dynamics of the Sacred Sun intertwine deep within your being. Invite the Sacred Sun that is within you and around you. To bring you a message about something that you can do in day-to-day life to deepen, strengthen your connection and alignment with Sacred Sun. Guidance from Sacred Sun. Guidance from Sacred Sun. Guidance from Sacred Sun. And imagine yourself putting that guidance into action, making a note of that guidance so you can reflect on it and deepen your understanding of that guidance and of the sun. And now, in the next few moments of quiet, reflect on your experience, wisdom, sensations, encounters that you've had with the sacred sun in this ritual. And as we move around the sacred circle again, we give thanks to the rising sun in the east, the midday sun in the south, the setting sun in the west, the midnight sun in the north. We give thanks to the sun above us, the blessings of the sun around us, the life that is nurtured by the sun on the land beneath us. We give thanks to the sun in our daily lives. And as we call to mind the eight-spoke wheel that we experience from the center, we give thanks to the sun and the eight holidays of solstices and equinoxes and cross quarters between. And we give thanks to the sun throughout our lives, our youth, our adulthood, our old age, and that mystery of other worlds. Sacred sun, we thank you. 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 We take some of the solar circle into ourselves, the magic of solar light and power, sacred right, the magic of the sacred sun. Sacred sun, ever shining. Sacred sun, ever changing. Sacred sun, ever shining. Sacred sun, ever changing. Sacred sun, sacred sun, sacred sun. So be it. Sacred sun rituals can take a variety of forms. We just did a ritual that includes meditation and chanting, visualization, symbols, reflection and connection, alignment. One of the oldest ways of celebrating the sacred sun is to go out at dawn to greet the day and the rising sun. Might be done in silence, might be done by burning some incense, such as frankincense, a incense that has been used in connection with the sun across different traditions. And there might be an offering of a song, a prayer, speaking from the heart, dancing. There's many ways to do a greet the day sunrise ritual. That's part of my daily spiritual practice. It's a great way to start the day, and it is wonderful, even on days that are overcast or precipitating, to see the waxing of the light as the sun comes up. So whether it's physically visible or not, or if there's a lot of clouds or other things going on, you know the rising of the light, powerful thing. Another a favorite ritual that I like doing is watching the sun set. And usually that takes the form of sitting on my back porch. And I live in a forest, and the sun goes down a little earlier because it goes behind the trees, but it never fails to enchant and delight beautiful colors. And one of the things that I've enjoyed with a simple sitting observation honoring the sunset is hearing the change in the creatures and their sounds around. Mostly bird sounds, some insect sounds, and feeling the night coming on. I have a chant that I do as part of my greeting the night and concluding the day sunset ritual. All hail the setting sun, all hail the day that's done, all hail the night to come, all hail the setting sun. During the day, one of my favorite sun rituals is to actually get outside for a few minutes. And this has been the case whether I am in a city on speaking travels or a suburban area or a small town or at my home out in the rural area of southwestern Wisconsin, USA. Just getting a few moments or longer if I'm able to get out and get into the light, get into the sun. Another wonderful way of weaving sun magic into my day. Certainly, as I alluded to in the solar circle that I guided at the beginning of this podcast, the sacred fires of sacred Sabbath times is a way of honoring the sacred sun. And it is sun on earth, literally. And some people call the wheels of fire that are either spun or set ablaze as representations of the fiery flames of the actual sun that brings us life. Dancing around the fire, casting things into the fire, tokens for wishes. Some people will cast things into the fire with a purification aspect. And so the triple sun, sacred sun aspects of cleanser, that's letting go of things, that could be a focus of a sun ritual. The energy of healing and nurturing, that can be part of a sun ritual. In fact, in the USA during summertime, grilling out over flames is something that many people associate with celebrating summertime and actually having nurturing, cooking food over fire. Fire symbology is another practical way of connecting with nurturance. But one can work with a ceremonial fire for healing and nurturance and letting that be the focus. And the third focus of wisdom and empowerment, being energized, dancing around the fire, gazing in the fire for divination, scrying, reflection, all of these can be rituals in and of themselves, or they can be part of a multifaceted ritual. So rituals can be quite simple, and they can be long and complex, depending on the purpose of the ritual and who's involved. Over the years, I've guided a variety of solar rituals. In addition to my own personal practice, in my household, my husband and I will at times do some type of sun celebration together. And one of our favorite things to do is to watch the sunset together. See the beautiful colors. Taking a walk in the early morning can be a sun ritual, greeting the day and experiencing yourself getting out under the beauty of the new day and the enhanced light. A sun ritual that I have done with clients, and I do a private counseling consultation practice, is to imagine the sacred sun being a source of healing and joy. So those who are having challenges with depression and anxiety, to actually imagine sun overhead, ray of light coming down and experiencing joy and well-being. To let that image be a way of letting the mind dwell on something that is very magical, something that is commonplace, sunbeams, sunlights, they're part of our world, and to use it to help boost the spirits. I think that many people do a sun ritual every year, but don't call it that. Think about how you celebrate your birthday. Many people will celebrate a birthday with a birthday cake and a candle, or a candle for each year of birth. In a way, this is a kind of sun ritual. It is going around 1 year around the sun to the day you are born. Some other rituals that are part of the world today that I have enjoyed is the kindling of sacred fire from the sun. We have our largest gathering every year is the summer solstice gathering known as the Pagan Spirit Gathering. And one of our traditions is using mirrors. Sometimes we'll use that to take actual sunlight and kindle a bit of dried substances to create a sacred flame. We've done that as a way of connecting our summer solstice gathering, which is one of our Sabbath festivals, with many celebrations of the sun as part of it. It's a way of starting our sacred fire tradition. We actually have a solar fire that is kindled throughout the gathering. It's kindled at the beginning and kept burning, tended throughout the whole gathering, and then ritually extinguished at the end. And we take some of the ashes of that fire and let them cool off, and we put them in a can with good fitting lid, and then we have them available to help us start the fire for the next year. The Olympics in contemporary time has had the lighting of the Olympic torch. Well, there's a whole process around the lighting of that torch, going back to linking in with pagan Greece. And in Greece, those serving as priestesses are present as a mirror is used to take the sun and kindle the Olympic torch. And then that torch is literally taken around the world to the host country for the games. This is true for the summer games as well as the winter games. And then in the opening ceremony, that torch that was kindled from the sun and transferred in many ways until the grand opening starts is kindled, and then that Olympic cauldron is kept burning throughout the duration of the festival. I see the Olympic torch as a way of combining some old sun magic with that of contemporary times. What are some other sun rituals? We talked about keeping time in our cycles of life and the daily cycles and the yearly cycle with the wheel of the year. Well, many of us are on a 7-day week in our calendars, and one of those days is Sunday, a powerful time to strengthen your own connection with the sun. But there are sun rituals that I enjoy doing, as do a number of people. Seeing a rainbow in the sky, right as a rainstorm is passing by, taking time out to celebrate the beauty of sunlight refracting with the droplets of moisture. It gives us the spectrum of colors. There's also another weather phenomenon known as sundogs. And you have the sun, and on either side, you'll see some colors, lights, and sometimes it even looks like another sun. And this has to do with ice crystals and refraction. At a pagan spirit gathering back, I believe it was 2012, we had a full sun bow at midday, sun up in a huge orb around the sun, radiating out a huge, huge, beautiful sun bow. No, it wasn't raining. Here again, it was ice crystals that brought about the phenomena, and we all just stood and appreciated the beauty of that sun. And I would like to mention the Northern Lights. Yes, solar flares interacting with Earth and its biochemistry and magnetism. And I don't get to see these very often, but a ritual of Thanksgiving is in order when I do get a chance to happen upon these. Eclipses, another time of doing sun magic. And I was at the total solar eclipse that was visible in the U.S. several years ago, had my eclipse viewing glasses, was with a small group of people, and experiencing the joy of us all celebrating that sky show with the sacred sun. Totally fabulous. So if you get a chance to be part of a total solar eclipse or even a partial one, be sure to get proper eclipse viewing glasses and make time for it to be able to celebrate. Well, we want to give thanks to the sacred sun for being part of our time together. This is just the beginning of several workshops on the sacred sun. Coming up will be sacred sun divinities, ways of connecting with goddesses and gods, plant allies, sacred stones, and animal spirits and other forms of the divine as part of spiritual practice. Sacred sun places, yes, ceremonial sites aligned with the sacred sun, old ones and some new ones, as well as a sacred sun altar that you can create in your own home. And the fourth in the series is sacred sun charms, taking a look and doing some folk magic with the sacred sun. Thank you all for tuning in to this Sacred Sun Rituals Workshop. I conclude with another chant that I wrote. Sacred Sun of Community, shine in you, shine in me. Sacred Sun of Community, shine in you, shine in me. Sacred Sun of Community, shine in you, shine in me. So be it. Thanks to all of you who have watched and tuned in live on my Selena Fox Updates Facebook page, as well as CSNP, Circle Sanctuary's internet radio, to my Nature Spirituality podcast, and thanks to all of you who will be tuning in, watching, and listening later. Thanks to our CSNP team, David and Jeanette Ewing, Deborah Rose, Laura Gonzalez, and to all who are supporting Circle Sanctuary. For more information and some sun chants and Sabbath information, go to the Circle Sanctuary YouTube channel and to the Selena Fox YouTube channel. I'm starting to archive chants and workshops there, and some of the ones I've done at Circle Sanctuary or at the Circle Sanctuary YouTube channel. For more information about Circle Sanctuary, you can find us on the web, circlesanctuary.org, and on social media. Thanks again, and sun blessings to you.
I was on a straight line, never veering from my path. My own light in the dark void, nothing to distract. A heart of ice on fire and a single heart, jealous of my freedom. I got lonely to cross the sky. You are cold and brilliant, and a warmth that radiates. Your gravity more tempting than any I would ever taste. Now I'm caught up in your orbit, and I'm bending to your form, and I find myself evolving in a circle of your warmth. Hail the sun, that is you in my life, even as you melt this ice away. I become less of me, more of you with each passing day. Hail the sun. I was all a straight line, now you're the center of it all. And I find myself returning, ever turning as I fall. Knowing in the falling, I am letting go of my fear and embrace. May last a million years. Hail the sun, that is you in my life, even as you melt this ice away. I become less of me, more of you with each passing day. Hail the sun. Was all a straight line, never veering from my path. My own light in the dark void, nothing to distract. Now I'm dancing in your orbit, and I swear I'll never leave. Someday I'll crash into you, and I will see too. Hail the sun, that is you in my life, even as you melt this ice away. I become less of me, more of you with each passing day. Hail the sun. Hail the sun.
Thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcast, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.